Chapter 4. Brain Trauma and Stroke. In a February 2011 ABC News video, Jackson Dwyer's father put a finger by the 12-year-old's left eye and another on the back of Jackson's head. "This is where his head hit the car in the accident," Jackson's father said. Then he held his fingers about a softball's width apart and put them above Jackson's left eyebrow, saying, "And that section right there was actually crushed into multiple pieces." The accident was in 2009, a head-on car crash in Texas. Jackson was cut from the car and rushed to the hospital, where surgeons diagnosed him with a massive concussion and a stroke. "I remember waking up and wondering why I couldn't move the left side of my body," Jackson told ABC. The surgeons told his parents to expect brain damage. According to a study by the Mayo Clinic published in the Journal of Insurance Medicine, stroke caused by a burst blood vessel kills half its victims. Among the survivors, a third lose the ability to care for themselves, and three-quarters lose the ability to perform at least some of the tasks of daily living. But it happened that Memorial Hermann Hospital, where Jackson was taken, also the hospital where Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords rehabbed after being shot in the head, was enrolling patients in an early clinical trial that involved harvesting patients' mesenchymal stem cells and injecting them into damaged areas of the brain. Jackson's parents signed the forms, and the results were dramatic. Not only did Jackson regain movement on the left side of his body, he actually walked out of the hospital 8 days later with no apparent brain damage. He played baseball and made the honor roll that year. In the fall of 2011, an internet search for Jackson Dwyer first turns up a couple stories about his brain injury and treatment, but are quickly followed by his results from tennis tournaments. Near the end of the ABC interview, his father said, "We do feel incredibly lucky that not only can we hug him, but he can hug us back." Of the 10 kids in this University of Texas study performed at Memorial Hermann, almost all of them benefited from the procedure.